It's an opportunity to catch up with research and generally talk chemistry with people from other universities in the UK and northern France, as well as professionals from industry. 18 students and 10 staff cross the channel. Professor Richard Brown from Southampton says it's a great way for students to begin thinking about life after university.
They have to start to think about their future careers and where their training as PhD chemists is going to take them in the future and start to prepare for careers in industry. So this is really important. They've been strongly encouraged to participate in the questions today, of following the industrial talks, and present their research as well. This evening there's a poster session that's going on, so you can hear in the background the noise and the interactions that are going on there.
Dr. Bruno Linklaw, head of molecular diagnostics and therapeutics at Southampton, is another of the organisers.
We believe it's very important for the students nowadays to have a broader education than just their particular project in the lab. So the interpersonal skills, their employability skills, are all nurtured by interactions of people outside the department, including an industry, and including with a different culture, if I may say so, like the French universities. This is what the Interreg program is set out to do, to bring the regions together. So I think our program fits in very well with that.
Explaining the realities of life in industry. Sarah Lewis and Claire Adcock from Novartis and Nick Summerhill from Argenta.
Especially at the moment, the chemical industry is so competitive. I think being able to understand what we do in industry and being able to cater your training to what industry is looking for is really key to compete in the job market at the moment.
With the way that universities get grants these days, they have to sort of work out the application of their research, and they can do that through the chemical industry and the pharmaceutical industry. It's really important.
The guys, when they start their PhDs, obviously will be launched into the lab setting, but the academic lab setting and a PhD is very, very different from the industrial setting, and things which they can take their time on with PhDs. Maybe they could try 20 different sets of conditions to get a reaction to go. We can't do that. We don't have the time to do that in industry, so we have to use different ways to solve problems, I think, than they do during a PhD. So hopefully we can give a bit of a flavour of what it's like in industry.
Students enjoyed their time out from the laboratory to learn more about potential careers.
Bonjour, depuis l'université de Rouen, en direct de Southampton. I'm very interested in the project and the mix of different culture and different point of view in scientific issue.
Gain a wider perspective by having like people come in from overseas and stuff, especially if you're trying to communicate ideas in like another language.
If you go to industry, actually you have to consider more things, the practical issues. Going to the reaction is large scales. In the lab, everything actually is easier to handle, but in industry, things could be different.
Yes, it's a nice event, actually. A bunch of different speakers, a nice instructional one at the beginning, CV writing and stuff. And, of course, because it's a collaboration with the French, you get good food and drink, which, well, I mean, it doesn't hurt, so.
Dr. Richard Stevenson from the University of East Anglia says the cross-border initiative is invaluable.
From the student point of view, chemistry is a vocational subject, and particularly a meeting like this where there's a training course given by industrial chemists, it is a different window in terms of their chemical experience and their education than they would necessarily get doing an academic PhD. Now, many of the students may have had industrial input to their undergraduate programs, but a meeting like this, which is much more focused and much more intensive and at a higher level, I think is quite unusual, and it's one of the benefits that the ERDF funding is able to give us in our region.
The next event will be a summer school in July in France.